Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we'll finish up today discussing the fact that it may feel like you just walked onto the set of Star Trek as Google Glass is finally in the wild. The first models of the wearable computer are now being distributed to the 8,000 people in the U.S. who entered a contest to wear a test version of the product. One of the people who's gotten a chance to wear it is Joshua Topolsky, editor-in-chief of the tech site The Verge. Hi, Joshua. Welcome to WNYC. Can you hear me, Josh? All right. Maybe we're having a little technical difficulty with our old-fashioned technology. 212-433-WNYC is our phone number. If anybody listening right now is also among those 8,000 people in the U.S. who entered and won that contest to wear a test version of Google Glass, who's got one? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and we'll get Joshua Topolsky from The Verge right back on the line. But let me try. Oh, is he there? Joshua, you there? Still not. How about Alan in Poughkeepsie? Alan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Alan. You're on the air. You had it?
I'm a developer, and I was invited to test it out for 2 days during the Glass Foundry event they had in January.
And what was it like?
It was awesome. I mean, it was. I went into it wondering whether this was really a product that I was going to want to purchase, and I came out of it knowing that I really had to have it. It was. It's a revolutionary product. Really, it is.
You wear it on your head like eyeglasses? Does it sit on your ears like that?
Roughly speaking, yes.
And
it's a little different, and the weight and balance on it is different, but you can roughly think of it as it's similar to wearing eyeglasses.
Where's the screen?
The screen is actually in a little glass brick, which is why they call it glass, that hovers slightly above and to the right of your right eye in this version.
So it's like one of those rear view mirrors that a bicyclist might wear?
It's kind of like that, yes. The perception of it, though, is that what you see, you when there's nothing on the screen, you don't see anything. It's just you're looking ahead as normal. And when something does show up on the screen, it's kind of sitting up there in your peripheral vision and barely calls your attention to it. So it's easy to ignore when you don't need to be looking at it, and it's easy to take a quick glance at it when you do.
And I think we have Joshua Topolsky, editor-in-chief of The Verge now. Josh, can we hear you now?
I hope you can.
Yay, we can. Alan, thank you for your call. And let me ask you the next follow-up question I was going to ask him. So it's easy to ignore when it's sitting up there and nothing's on the screen. Is it easy to pay attention to? It sounds weird not having actually tried one. This little screen up there, I mean, what can you do? Can you really read? Can you write? What's it like when you want to pay attention to it?
Yeah, so the image you see is actually quite small in your field of vision, and you do have to glance up to see it. But it's totally readable, totally usable, and not at all hard to pay attention to or focus on. It does take a moment when you first put it on your head to kind of adjust to this floating screen out there. It's not difficult to use when you want to use it.
It seems like there are two things that Google Glass does, from what I've been gathering. One is to retrieve information and project it in front of you, and the other is to serve as a sort of life capture device, like where you can just snap a picture or shoot video of what you're seeing.
Yeah.
Did you use it that way, and do you find either of those two functions more compelling?
Yeah, I think that the life capture stuff is extremely compelling, particularly when I think for parents or for people with pets. I have a chihuahua that is very hard to take pictures of, and I find her doing adorable things all the time, and I go to grab my camera, and by the time I get a camera or a phone, she's done doing it. I assume I don't have kids, but I assume children are similar. They probably move a little bit faster. So I think that the life capture element, especially if you're if you are a sportsman of any type, or sportswoman of any type, I think that there are huge advantages to having something like Google Glass on your head. But, you know, there are certain functions. Some of them don't make that much sense. For instance, Googling something in the middle of dinner on your Google Glass might seem a little bit weird, but stepping out of the train and saying, hey, I need to get from point A to point B, can you walk me there, which Google Glass will do, is, you know, definitely one of those functions that it's not the life capture mode, but is you can really think of situations where, hey, that's going to be very useful.
Todd in Brooklyn, you've had a crack at Google Glass?
I got invited to the Explorers program, so I'm pretty excited to start using it in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Anything to say about it?
Well, I do some interesting activities. I'm a tournament foosball player, so it'll be cool to like have that perspective to share with other people. You know, while you're playing the game, to have people see, you know, how you're hitting the ball and everything. And I'm in a charity organization where we wear Star Wars costumes, so you know, actually letting people see
Kirk's eye view.
You know, what it's like. Yeah, that point of view.
Oh, Star Wars, not Star Trek, right.
Star Wars, yeah.
Todd,
that's an important distinction.
That's absolutely. Was lost on President Obama recently, so I don't want to fall into that same trap. But there is an emerging concern about privacy. And I read that a few strip clubs have already banned Google Glass. Are there other less seedy areas, say schools or offices, that are thinking about ways to address privacy?
Well, I think, you know, look, whenever there's a camera on something, you've got to take privacy into consideration. And I will say it is a little bit easier to film or take a picture of somebody with Google Glass than it would be with a camera. But, I mean, you have to, you know, you have to use voice commands or you've got to touch the thing, and it is this weird device sitting on your head. And the screen lights up when it's on, so you do see this little light. There are definitely going to be situations where people are going to be filmed without them knowing. But, you know, right now you can go buy sunglasses with cameras in them, and you can film people without them knowing. And they're, frankly, a lot cheaper and a lot easier to get than Google Glass and a lot less obvious than Google Glass. So, you know, I think that we're going to – strip clubs banning it seems a little more like a publicity move than an actual – concern for them. I just don't think people are going to be walking around with these things sneakily shooting photos and video any more than they would with their smartphones.
Or so we hope. So when do we see the release to the general public? Do you know?
So I think Google's aiming for the end of the year. They're sending out these Explorer editions, which are really mainly going out to developers at this point. And the way, you know, when I tried these out and when I spoke to the people at Google, their attitude was, this is kind of, you know, a work in progress, and we want to update it and improve it with each passing month. And so they have plans. I think the next few months is going to be a lot of hard work for them trying to make this consumer friendly. But they say that by the end of the year, I'm assuming probably around holiday time, this will be available for your average consumer.
So maybe we need to start talking about cyborgs, you know, like merging the human body with our computer devices.
Oh, well, that's definitely being discussed by many people. And believe me, they're on the top of the list to get Google Glass.
So maybe Google Glass can do a Jedi mind meld. That was a joke. That was a joke. I know the difference. All right. Joshua Topolsky, editor-in-chief of The Verge. Thanks for giving us a little preview of Google Glass.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.